Well, the politicians might know where they stand on the issue of Mercosur, but what do the public think? Our reporter Andrew Louth has been speaking to people in Bray in County Wicklow, asking them what do they know about the Mercosur trade deal.
I know it's something about beef and the quality of beef. I've heard something about that on the radio.
But in terms of the intricacies of it, what would you know?
Not very much at all. It's been going on a long time. I've heard about it for a long time, but I don't really know what it's about.
Is that a problem?
Yeah, I think so, maybe, yeah. I think the farmers are probably all right, because people don't generally know what it's about. And we need to be informed, I think, a little bit more.
I do agree that the farmers should protest, and I think if they go ahead with that deal, I think it could affect the farming life in Ireland, because at the moment they're struggling a bit, you know.
Do you think there's an issue around information about it for the public to engage in?
Yeah, I think people should know more about it, especially if it's going to affect our country, maybe, as regards beef and all that. And we'd like to know where beef comes from. I mean, the Borbí are always saying, buy Irish, because they know where it came from. If we begin from Brazil, we don't know where it came from. I mean, there's always a possibility that the beef could be contaminated and all that. So we don't know. So, I mean, there is an emphasis on the government to give public more information on the whole thing, because it will affect people down the line, yeah?
What do you know about the EU-Mercosur trade agreement?
Not a lot, nothing.
And so should there be more kind of information out there?
I reckon so, yeah. Yeah, for the likes of me that doesn't understand it much, yeah.
Yeah, I know farmers aren't happy with it. I haven't actually heard any clear-cut information about, you know, this is what it is, this is just neutral information. I just know farmers don't like it.
Is that a problem, do you think?
Yeah, I think it is, because, I mean, I think, like, we often hear about this is really bad, this is really good, but we don't hear clear-cut information where it's like, this is the reality of the situation, you can make an informed opinion. So, yeah, I think it's a pretty big problem, because I could have a negative opinion or a positive opinion about farmers, and right now that's the only thing that's informing my opinion on the matter.
That's some people in County Wicklow speaking to our reporter Andrew Louth. And as you can hear there, they're asking for more information about the Mercosur agreement. So here to tell us what it could actually mean for the Irish beef sector and indeed for Irish consumers, we're joined now by Thea Hennessy, Professor of Agri-Food Economics and Head of the College of Business and Law at UCC. And Thea, you're very welcome to the programme. So what actually happens if the deal is passed?
Good morning, Sarah. Yes, so if the deal is passed, what happens is that there are more imports of beef and poultry permitted into the EU from the Mercosur countries, so primarily Argentina and Brazil. At the moment, there are about 200,000 tonnes of beef coming in from those countries. That number doesn't mean a lot, but to put it in context, that's about 2.5% of all of the meat we consume or beef we consume across the EU. What the deal makes provision for is to allow almost 50% more. 7.5%. The current tariff is between 40 and 60% with a limited amount at 20%. So it does mean that more beef can come in at a much reduced tariff, but to say the market will be flooded isn't exactly correct, because it is limited quantities.
Yeah, indeed, I know there have been studies suggesting that actually, in reality, only a small amount of additional beef will enter the EU market under the agreement, and indeed that the overall impact on prices and farm incomes will be minimal. Would you agree with that?
In principle, yes. So what we're seeing is that the overall amount that comes into the EU might be quite small. The factors that will affect that will be the difference in the price within the EU versus the world price, exchange rates, and the capacity of these countries to produce the type of meat that's required, because it must meet different standards than their domestic market. What I would say, however, is that the type of meat that is being allowed in is the high value cuts. It's fresh, boneless meats. It's the likes of steak. And that's the most valuable part of the animal for a farmer. So while it makes up only about 15% of all the meat that's taken off a carcass, it makes up over a third of the value. So when you consider that, and when you also factor in that Ireland is already a net exporter of beef, we export over 90% of what we produce. Half of that goes to Europe. We're already on supermarket shelves in France and Germany as an imported product. So as such, we're really more vulnerable to additional imports than some of the larger EU countries. And that's really why it's being seen as an issue for Ireland.
Will it bring down the price of beef for consumers, do you think?
It's likely to bring down the price of beef for producers, certainly. The estimates across the EU are in the order of 2 to 5%. Again, that might be a little bit higher in Ireland, what that means for consumers, that price decrease will have to pass right across the supply chain. And as we know, that doesn't always pass across in its entirety because there are additional processing costs. If consumers are buying processed beef, then there's other ingredients and inputs, but it may result in some price decreases, but quite small, I would say.
We heard there one of the people speaking to Andrew talking about concerns about the standards of beef that might be coming into the Irish market, but it would be subject to inspections and regulations, wouldn't it?
It is, yeah. And this is one of the major issues. And I suppose it's really one of the reasons farmers are very aggrieved, because we do have very high production standards within the EU from an environmental, animal welfare, food safety perspective. And, you know, there is a widely held view that those standards are not as high in some of the Mercosur countries. Saying that, the beef that will be allowed into the EU will be inspected, it will be subject to EU audit, and it must meet certain standards. For example, it cannot have any growth hormones used in the production process because they're banned in the EU. I suppose the reason why people are becoming concerned is that there has been a number of cases where meat infected by growth hormones has managed to come into the European market. And we've even seen that over the last 24 hours. So I suppose it does raise some food safety issues.
What is the answer to those food safety issues then? And if in fact this deal goes ahead, is it about further regulation?
I think it's about further regulation if the deal goes ahead. It's about, more stringent inspections, better EU audits to ensure that the safety and the quality of the beef that is coming in from these countries. And I suppose it's up to consumers, if they do have those concerns, to look at the origin of the products they're consuming and to make decisions for themselves in terms of what they're happy with in terms of their purchases.
If it does go ahead, it's going to be linked apparently to the early release of funding under CAP. So that will unlock apparently €45 billion for farmers. Do you think that might be enough to offset the potential losses farmers might face?
So, I mean, there is, of course, the option to provide some compensation to farmers for this deal. And that would seem to make sense when you see that other sectors in the economy will benefit from the deal. And that's certainly the view Italy has taken, because it seems that this announcement of additional funding has altered its view of the deal. However, at the moment, it looks like that is funding that is available for agriculture anyway and would be coming to farmers anyway in the form of different crisis reserve payments. So, for example, if we had very bad weather, if there was an animal disease outbreak, they would receive that funding anyway. So if it's funding that would have been received anyway, it's really of limited additional benefit to them. The other thing is, it will be difficult as time progresses to understand the impact of this deal, because beef markets are very volatile anyway, and prices go up and down. It'll be very difficult to know exactly what the losses are due to this deal and to be able to compensate farmers appropriately.
All right. Well, thank you very much for talking us through. That's Thea Hennessy, Professor of Agri-Food Economics and also Head of the College of Business and Law at UCC. We're going to be hearing some more reaction to all of this from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil TDs a little later in the programme.